This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm waiting for you now. If in case you've just joined us, I've been waiting for you. Welcome on the show. Otherwise, as promised, we've got a senior lecturer in the Department of Biomedical Sciences, a scientist, our friend here in studio, Ms. Nokukanya Timbani. Good morning, Miss. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Awe, too. Thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
You don't sound okay. What's happening? We can't do it, John.
I am okay.
From 7, I've been here, so the mood is quite high. But no, thank you so much for really waking up early this morning and speaking to us. We've got exciting news. You've got exciting news for us. But before we go there, I want to go to the symposium, Traditional Medicine Symposium. What an event for 2 days. It was amazing. I know we did have a chance to speak with you on the second day, but just your reflections of that event, how was it like for you?
What a privilege as Mangosuthu University of Technology that we had a chance to host such an impactful and exciting symposium that was a gathering of all forms of healings and healers, from your biomedical scientist to your physician to your herbalist, your muti men. So it was such a wonderful gathering where bonke abelaphi, wonke nje umuntu owelapha umuntu, whether be it ulapha ngesilungu, ngesintu, noma ngabe ulapha nje ngokwazi nje izihlahla nje generally without any spiritual connotation attached to it. And everybody that is an enthusiast, noma that has an interest in impilo yomuntu omnyama, abameli, they were there, I'm a pharmacist, they were there, onesi, inkampani enkulu, enjengo South African Medical Research Council, Ongeni Water, nabanye that are even coming from Parliament, they were there to just have a conversation around ukwelapha kwendabuko nokugcinwa and nokusustainwa kwendlela esikholetha ngayo lamakhambi esintu esiwasebenzisa ukuthi to alleviate izifo lesi esinazo. Ukuthi yebo, ake sithole ukuthi isihlahla siyasebenza, kodwa senza njani ukuthi sisivune noma sisikhe in such a way that ngakusasa futhi sisazakwazi ukusizakala ngaso. It was amazing. We had Ezemvelo Wildlife donating trees and plants to everybody that was there and that was willing to accept the gift of a plant in the symposium. It was such a beautiful gathering of different professions for impilo yomuntu.
You know what? I love your job, hey? It's very interesting. You get to deal with all these plants, biomedical studies and all that, which is amazing. And which is what brought you here this morning. So the African Health Excellent Awards, tell us about that. What's happening there?
I got a surprise of my life when I was emailed. They emailed me Friday evening to say I need to join a team's meeting because una ma nominations and announce I'm a finalist.
Okay.
Only to find Uguti, one of my colleagues from Mangosuthu, nominated me for this award and was submitted into them. And then I can gishili lapaya. There were so many applicants. They had 930 applicants.
Whoa.
Yes,
whoa.
And 220 or 19 from KZNGE. And I'm a medical laboratory scientist out six in all that application. So, Mangosuthu inomuntu yedwa onominated.
Wow.
And,
shout out, man. Shout out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, ngamangala. Mangita, I can give you a toala, but in any meeting, toala, and I book people are in the hundreds.
Yeah.
It's in a way. Lentela, I get. Mangithi ngiyabheka amagama, it's people who are esibaziyo in the health sector that are doing phenomenal work, inspirational work. And like, for instance, the former DVC research, Professor Zodwa Dlamini, she's also one of the people that are nominated there for her excellence in health research.
Wow.
So ngithi mangibuka lapha ngiyabuka and I'm thinking to myself, you know, what an inspirational room of scientists and health practitioners. Mm. So I'm waiting in the meeting and just being briefed on what the awards entail and so forth. Mangithi, futhi nami, I made it in the top
to the finalists.
In the top five, they had difficulty with basically number from my researchers because they money got cool. And then Mati, I'm in the top five.
You lost it.
I lost it.
Wow, man.
I lost it. I ain't give misbehaving.
Wow.
I put my name in the professionalism. I was like, hey, bo, mango so too.
I enjoy it like a valley. Enjoy it. I can do my own. No, man, congratulations, Mr. Mbane. This is huge, eh?
I'm pleased to say, Abonga Kakulu, it's huge. It's huge, not just for me as an individual, but it's huge for every health practitioner in our field, medical laboratory science and medical technology. It's huge for every student that is in the health sector and in our faculty. And it is also huge for every mfundo asemangosuthu ola mhlawumbe ayitshela ukuthi imangosuthu isezingeni eliphansi kanti cha imangosuthu I creme de la creme of higher education. So it's huge for everybody that knows me and everybody that has played a role in even encouraging me. You would say, keep going, and we see you. Well done. For all those people, it's huge for everybody that has ever been associated and has ever met me and has had a role in playing and in cultivating the scientist that I am today.
Definitely. And now you are nominated kwi category Health Researcher of the Year.
Yeah.
And seemingly we have to vote. See, vota kanjani so that we can start even now.
Oh, yeah. In fact, family members have already started. So, we are vota. Ngokuthi uzo SMSa. We are SMSa. SMS first, ikosta 1 rand 50.
Okay.
You SMSa the letters AHEA046 to 34855. Ngicela ukuphinda uSMSa AHEA046 kune space between the letters and the numbers.
Yes.
2 34855. Then SMS cost 1 rand 50. SMS yakho, you can ensure ukuthi Mangosuthu is represented in this award.
Yeah, definitely. And you can SMS as many times as you can, ne?
Yes, there are no limits to the SMS. You can SMS as many times as you can. And kodwa ngiyacela bangaqedi phela inesifasa lawo siyaba bantu.
Yes, no. Hayi, bazozama. No, thank you so much, Mr. Manu. Really appreciate this katsako and congratulations once again, man. Ngiyazi ukuthi as the MUT siyoyithanda because this is not only for you, it's for the university at large, your students and everyone involved, your faculty, everyone who is involved. It's not just you alone. So, Njie, we'll be behind you, Naranjan.
And just to close off, ngiyacela kakhulu support to everybody that is affiliated with Mangosuthu, whether be it you are a current student, prospective student, and even an alumni, and even if you are an employee at Mangosuthu, because this support is only reflected through AMA votes, and it's not for me alone, but it's for the visibility of the healthcare work that is being done in Mpakathini wethu, in Mangosuthu naseMlazi, and also it is a celebration of how Mangosuthu plays a role, igalelo lethu, in not only contributing to a resilient healthcare system, but how we are not doing substandard work, but we are doing excellent research. So, isapoti yomphakathi izoba isibusiso kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
Definitely. Nathi siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Mbane, for joining us khona la kwi-MUT Radio. Definitely sizovota. In case you missed it, ukuthi kuvotwa kanjani, you SMS AHEA space 046 234855. That is AHEA 046-34855 is the number. Osukwi sendela ke yona. Voting lines are open up until the 31st of October 2025, so you can vote as many times as you can. Let's bring this one home for Ms. Nokukhanya Themba, who's a senior lecturer khona laphana ke Department of Biomedical Sciences. Sithi nje danki bawo for the nominations.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.